Savages at the end of the day.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome to another edition of The Short Porch presented by Barstool Sports and our friends at Miller Lite. Obviously, not that long ago, going out with your friends was a little too complicated and you used to worry about where you'd go, what you'd look like, who you'd invite. But now getting together for a beer with your closest friends isn't so complicated. And these days, it actually feels like more like it should. And you can just be yourself with your friends, and maybe that's the way it always should be. And as the original light beer, Miller Lite has always believed in this, and that's what Miller Time is all about. Through the good times, the bad, Miller Lite has been there for us this entire 2020 year. We have no more Yankees, but we're still enjoying our Miller Lites during the week and the weekends. Just take a load off and think about the off season and what's to come. And you know, we've got some storylines here to talk about. So you know, we're obviously doing that with Miller Lite. The great taste, only 96 calories and 3.2 carbs. The original light beer. However you and your friends are enjoying Miller Time, you can have the original light beer delivered by going to MillerLite.com/porch and find the delivery options near you. As always, folks, celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories and 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces. We are live in the studio together. I guess TJ is like, we should all do this. I was going to do it from home. I had no problem doing it from home. But TJ is like, we're doing it once a week. We should be in studio. It's no problem. Tommy's freaking out. He's got his mask on.
Oh, no. We're in a pandemic. So, yeah, if wearing a mask is freaking out and taking it seriously, then
you're
freaking out.
You make me nervous. Just looking at you makes me nervous.
Good.
But we're here. Not a lot of Yankee news.
I'd go as far as saying there is none.
Yeah, until a half hour ago. Now Marcus Stroman's throwing his fucking hat in the ring, and you know.
Before we start talking about Marcus,
yep.
I'm not sure if he likes me still.
Right.
That's what I want to get on a pro. I like him. He unfollowed me on Twitter, and I don't know why, and I'm scared to ask why. I'm sure he's just like sick of gambling talk and all that, but like, I don't know. That's where I want to stay. Just tell everyone right now. I have no idea what.
Surprise! Jared sucking his dick on Twitter.
Yeah, no, and that's what started this. So Jared tweeted that he's been on the starting nine, so he's sucking his dick, and he tweeted that Stroman's going to be the steal of the offseason. Stroman's entering free agency, and basically he sat out 2020. Didn't want to pitch for the Mets. And then 2019.
I kind of respect that still.
Yeah, there's a little bit more to it, I believe. His mom might have been traveling a lot, and he had a sick family member, whatever his reasonings were. I know Mets fans were not pleased when he just basically did not start the season. To whatever. That's neither here or there. But he's entering free agency. He's 29, going to be 30 next year. And Jared says he's going to be the steal of the offseason.
Does Jared have a negative take on any player anymore?
No, that's the thing. It's like it's similar to like what Foreplay does, but I love what Foreplay does, and like, it's the right move. What they do is like they're buddy buddy with everybody.
Yeah.
But Jared is just like, his Twitter is insufferable at this point.
It's every single person he loves. It's
I don't understand the Tyler Glasnow.
We're gonna get to that, but it's insufferable.
When did that? Is Tyler Glasnow like good looking? Is that a joke?
He has nice hair. Fella. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean,
sex god?
I don't think sex god.
I mean, they're acting like he's Brad Pitt.
Yeah. No, Jared just like loves to just like people now. He used to be the one that would like hate on people, and like Pablo Sandoval was like his funniest one. Now I know he still is, that's the only person he does because he's relevant, doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But like the fact I don't understand.
Even think Pablo Sandoval speaks English.
No, probably not. But still, it's just like, I don't know. He used to have all these, like, he would hate people like we all do.
I have no problem hating people.
No.
All of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get
hating's fun.
Anytime Trevor Bauer wants to come on, I will tell him I don't like him.
He just wants, Jared just wants everyone to come on Starting Nine and be buddy-by with him and text them on the side and all that. Like, he doesn't want to be antagonistic with everybody. But so basically he tweets that he's going to be the steal the offseason. Stroman immediately replies, like, couldn't agree more.
Of course.
And then all of a sudden, someone goes, Alex Gorrell says, I think he's the pitcher the Yankees signed. Carrabas reminds him, Cashman's direct quote said that he's not a difference maker. He's never going to forget that. Rewind a little bit, 2019 trade deadline, Stroman's name was very popular in the news in regards to the Yankees upgrading the rotation. The Yankees, of course, did not upgrade the rotation that year. They decided to hang on to Devi Garcia, who's what the Blue Jays wanted. Ended up being a pretty good idea to hold on to him, I think, based off what we've seen this year and how he's only 21 years old and going to get better and better. But Cashman did say that he viewed Stroman as not a difference maker, and that he'd probably come out of the bullpen in the postseason. Certainly, words that Stroman's going to use as motivation, and I like that. Like, have at it. Like that. Yeah, sure. The GM's going to say, like, we don't think you're good enough. Prove him wrong. Use that as no problem there. And hold that grudge as long as you can. I love holding grudges. It's what life's all about. It makes life fun. Hold grudge. Don't be buddy-buddy with everybody and move on. No. Hold that grudge. But then that's when – so basically he was trying to take the route of what Trevor Bauer has been doing this offseason, where if someone randomly tweets about, like, the Padres, be like, oh, be fun to go there, wouldn't it? White Sox would be fun to go there. Well, the Yankees could probably – let me be buddy-buddy with Gerrit Cole. And Stroman tried to take that route, and then his hate for the Yankees just came out from basically 2019. And someone said, so after the Cashman quote, Stroman replies, never, in response to forgetting it. He goes, in hindsight, it's a comical take with how it played out. And then he goes, besides Cole, there's no current Yankees pitcher who will be anywhere in my league over the next 5 to 7 years. Their pitching always folds in the end. That lineup and payroll should be winning World Series left and right, yet they're in a drought, LOL. So he went from, like, trying to, like, be on Twitter for the day and, like, you know, be buddy-buddy with fans and, you know, go back and forth with Carrabas to, like, yeah, I still fucking hate the Yankees and all that. Not probably the best idea to enter free agency and just basically eliminate one of the more rich teams in the league before even free agency starts. He obviously has this grudge over Cashman, and I disagree wholeheartedly with him saying there's no pitcher on the Yankees. But Luis Severino, when he's healthy, is top five pitcher in the league.
He did come back and say that.
He did.
Yeah.
But then there's Devi Garcia, who's 21. Clark Schmidt's 24.
Right, this is where I kind of disagree with you.
Over the next – so I know, Stroman's going to be 30 next year.
Yes. I'm saying right now, though, it's like you can't say Clark
But he's
Schmidt,
not saying right now. He said 5 to 7 years.
No. I'm saying I love
right
Clark
now,
Schmidt.
I'll give it to him. Sure.
I love Clark Schmidt, but, like, he didn't have a great chance to show things, but we still have to see stuff from him.
But I don't think Stroman's going to be any good in the next 5 to 7 years.
Yeah, I have no
Stroman, idea. like you know how, like, you – Tommy, you've been like, Bauer's not a good pitcher. He's had 2 good years.
Yeah.
Stroman's very similar to that.
Marcus Stroman almost makes Trevor Bauer likable. That's how insufferable this guy is. I know he's your best friend, Marty, but this guy's a prick.
With Bauer, it's you two against me. With Stroman, I feel like it's us against him.
Yeah.
Because he's a nice fella.
Didn't know him from whatever fucking you know him from, you'd hate him too. I mean, he's just nonstop complaining on Twitter, taking shots at the Yankees, being like, he's a head case. He is a mental head
that's
case.
That's a fact. I could tell you that from, yeah.
He'd be like a locker room problem, I think.
Maybe. I don't know about
media. I don't think he'd handle the New York media well at all.
Well, he did already. Like,
but barely.
He literally quit on the team.
Oh, well, yeah, because he's a Mets. It's a Mets.
Yeah.
But no, I think he's a
great start.
No, I think he's a head case. I don't think it would be great for the Yankees. But, yeah, everything – he always says, like, everyone's, like, against him for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, he has such a victim mentality.
Yeah, which, like –
comes with being short.
He also came
– from speaking from personal accounts.
And I'll be honest, everyone knows him from – everyone – where he came so popular is World Baseball Classic.
Right.
That's literally what happened. It was awesome. But and after that, it's like he kind of just got a little worse and worse, and now everyone's against him in his mind. And honestly, he just needs to stay the fuck off social media. He is terrible at it.
I respect the confidence. I always will respect the confidence in believing yourself when you get to, you know, professional.
I love that. I actually like that.
Love that. But, like, this is so further on into this. This is what I hated. He then backtracks and goes, I don't hold grudges ever. I'm open to compete wherever next year. Excited to see how free agency plays out. And then later, I'm open to competing wherever, whenever, wherever, my man. That's including the Mets and Yankees. So clearly somebody...
You know what? Fuck it. No. Stroman's great. He is good. He would be good for the Yankees. Good guy.
He would be a net positive. No question if you add him to the rotation. But over the next 5 to 7 years, he realized there's an opportunity where he's not good enough to crack the rotation. Cole, Severino, Devi, Clark.
Does he think
again? I don't think. I think you're.
Does he think he's getting a 5-year deal?
See, he's going to be literally getting a prove it deal. He isn't worthy of a.
Yeah, I could see him getting
5-year, $100 million deal.
A 1-year deal, 2-year deal.
Who are the pitchers in the market this year?
Trevor Bauer.
He's probably the number two. He's probably the two or three.
So it's just them two.
Sure, but like I don't think anyone, especially after how much money each team has lost this year,
right,
no one's giving him.
You're not
no
giving,
giving him
a big contract to him.
No, I don't think so.
To me, on a true contender, that's a World Series contender, he's at best a 3, maybe a 4. He's got a 4.4 ERA in the postseason. Not like he, like World Baseball Classic. You think that would translate to the big moment? He's got a 4.4 ERA in the postseason. He had a start where you give up 11 hits.
He'd be R3.
Yeah, he would be immediately the 3.
Yeah,
I agree with
sure. Yeah. Without seeing anything from Devi and Clark next year, yeah, because you're losing Happ, you're losing Paxton, you're probably losing Tanaka. Maybe,
but if we're
maybe
gonna
not.
Spend on a pitcher, fucking make it Bauer, I guess.
Yeah, with that to me is a no brainer.
We're not gonna get Bauer though. He's not gonna come to the Yankees.
Probably not. They're realistically not going to sign either of them. They're not going to get any of them.
He's fucking somebody.
No. I mean, the Yankees aren't going to sign anybody.
No, I know. We need somebody.
I bet they go, because they'll say Severino's coming in the summer. They're going to Domingo Germán. Maybe they'll probably bring Tanaka back on like a 1-year deal or something like that. And then you rely on Montgomery, Devi, or Clark as well. So realistically, I wouldn't expect anything. But
yeah.
I just didn't like how he backtracked. I like that he's confident, and he holds grudges. I love that. But I don't like that you just backtrack. I think that was a soft move. So that's the Yankee news. Also, I guess Yankee news, this was Game 7 of the ALCS. Colin Tanaka did a double date. Looked unbelievable. People were getting, the Yankee haters out there, Carrabas and KFC, like, how could he ever eat food on the night of Game 7 of the ALCS and take a picture? It's like, dude, who cares? They went out to a sushi date. It's fine. Tanaka looked magnificent. Do whatever the fuck you want. I literally, some people are like, oh, it's such a bad look. I don't think so. Look great. They look having a great time. I would pay anything to be at that dinner table.
I get awesome. It's easy bait for Mets and Red Sox fans to say the optic of it, wait a day, but it's their off season. It brought a smile to my face, that picture. I also, like, Tanaka must speak better English than we think.
I was wondering the same thing.
That's the first thing I wondered was.
Unless Tom has brought his translator.
Does it have a translator? Because I don't know.
But that would be a wild move to go double date and bring a translator. It's like,
maybe
that's
a translator has a girlfriend or wife.
Right, but that's just like a hassle of a double date.
Yeah, no, that is.
Like
I
translate
the
whole
Tanaka
fucking meal.
Tanaka probably speaks decent enough where they could have a dinner.
Yeah, and his wife is a fucking superstar over in Japan. She's
right.
A pop star.
Wait, is she really?
Dude, when he warms up at Yankee Stadium, he plays her song.
Simp.
I mean, she's like a superstar out there, from all I understand.
Good for her.
I didn't really hate that. Good news, the Astros eliminated from the postseason. We're just that whole America's headache is out
bad
the window.
They would have come back from 3-0.
I still think so. That's what I wanted to ask you guys. What did you kind of?
No, because the Yankees aren't the only team who's blown it. I don't care about that. The Yankees have blown it already.
For me, it was a win-win.
I kind of wanted them to win.
No.
For me, it was a win-win. Although the World Series, the way it's gone, the World Series is trending towards the way that I would love, where the Rays just get the doors blown off of them because they're just not better than the Dodgers. But for me, obviously, if the Yankees were joined as not the only team to not blow 3-0, great.
Yeah.
But the Astros certainly being eliminated and not – like, if they win this year, it's a disaster. It proves that they can win without cheating.
Right.
So, like, you just can't have that happen.
Yeah, no.
So, whenever that door opens where they get eliminated, you take it. You just, no question. So, so they're gone. It's Astros. sorry, it's Rays Dodgers. Game one was last night. Kershaw was great. The Rays.
I have a problem with you. You have a little bit too much of a hard on for Kershaw.
Nah. I knew someone was going to say that.
But everyone is like, everyone kind of liked at one point, like, oh, this is Kershaw who sucks in the playoffs now. And then,
with them, but now I feel legit bad. I want him to,
yeah,
I want
but
him
I
to
saw
get
you
around.
Had a tweet today. It was like, oh, Kershaw's not that bad in the playoffs.
He's not.
He is. His career playoff ERA is like 4.30. That's like two higher than his regular career ERA. It's like the highest, one of the highest ever for a certain amount of innings. He's bad in the playoffs.
He's inconsistent. He has the most starts in baseball history in the postseason of 6 innings, 1 earned or less.
Yeah, but he's also had so many starts.
It's inconsistent.
But when you're supposed to be like the greatest pitcher of the generation and you have a 2.4 ERA every year and then in the postseason you have ERA over 4, you can't be like, oh, he's not that bad. What do you keep? All you've been doing is not like,
I'm agreeing with you.
He does that.
No, it makes me feel good.
I know.
I didn't know if he was agreeing with me because it was a consistent nod, so I didn't know if it was me or not.
You can't be called one of the best postseason pitchers of all time.
Well, no, he's not called one of the best postseason pitchers of all time.
You can't be called a great postseason pitcher.
I don't think anyone's calling him that. I'm just saying he's not bad.
I think he's bad.
No, he's bad.
He's inconsistent.
I think it comes down to clutch moments, and he's blown so many clutch moments.
Yeah.
And
so
yes,
if I asked you right now, would you want him in your game 7 on your team?
Over who?
Over, I don't know. Fucking
Cole? No.
Oh, I didn't even see that you
besides
were
Cole.
Where are all the Kershaw haters now?
What's that?
We're right here.
Besides who?
Like, I don't know. I still just don't want him on my team with
game For me,
7.
No one got fucked by the Astros cheating scandal more than him. No one. He pitched a gem, 2 gems, in that World Series against them when they went back to Houston. It was like the most blatant cheating ever where he threw 51 curveballs. They didn't swing and miss on any of them. And someone on Reddit did the probability on it. Chances of that happening, off of how good his curveball is, 1 in 128,000. That's how like slim of a chance it was to not swing and miss on one of his curveballs. So it was like the most obvious like cheating of all time, and I feel bad. And he should have a ring already, and this narrative should be less and less true than it is. So
I mean, I agree he got screwed by the Astros. But I think that was his only bad postseason appearance.
No, for sure not. But he has gems. He pitched a gem against the Mets. He's good.
I'll give you
he's
this.
He's had good
I
starts.
I feel like a lot of his starts too is like in the 5th inning. It starts. That's when
it's usually
like
one inning. It's usually one
it's
inning.
It's usually like the 4th or 5th inning where it's like, all right, he let up 5 runs.
Yeah.
And
he's certainly not a good postseason pitcher and nowhere near what he is in the regular season. He's one of the best regular season, if not the best regular season pitcher ever. But in the postseason, it doesn't translate, sure. But he does also have plenty of very, very good starts. Yesterday was one of them. He'll get another one in there and he'll win the World Series MVP. And that's my opinion. I root for Kershaw. Sorry, I just don't want to see that guy sad anymore. I want him to get one ring. Jeez. Sorry for I never root for anybody. I root for sadness on everybody. I want him to get a ring.
I wanted it to be one of the extremes for him this series. Like either an awesome series where he has two great starts with MVP, which it seems like that might happen.
That's certainly.
Or I want him to just get racked each time he took them out.
Yeah.
That's like you saying like you felt kind of bad for Chris Davis.
Certainly did.
You did?
Well, no, I was. It was incredible to root for.
Man, maybe Hubs is another Jarrett.
Yeah, I think he's starting to be like, oh.
Yeah, but you don't have ill will towards Chris Davis.
I don't have ill will, but I loved being 0-for-50.
No. I never wanted that to end. I was rooting with like everybody for that.
It's like again,
but
like,
it ending against the Red Sox was great.
Yeah, but someone's saying like, oh, I feel bad for the guy. It's
No. I was never rooting for him to get a hit. I wanted him to go 0-for-100. That streak was unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Sorry if I root for Clayton Kershaw and I have a little bit of a heart in my cold
fucking honestly,
body.
I don't know about you. I don't think anyone cares about the World Series right now.
Yeah.
Did you see it at higher ratings? Game 7 in the NLCS had higher ratings than any NBA Finals game?
That makes sense to me.
Yeah, Game 7.
But this, like yesterday, I'm telling you.
Astros Dodgers would have been must watch.
Dodgers Rays, it's like it doesn't do it for a lot. Like my timeline was two people talking about the World Series.
I feel like Bachelorette was more of my timeline.
It was.
1,000%.
It wasn't even close. Like in
Did you guys watch that?
No.
No. I just heard they're wiggling their dicks around.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I don't know. I gotta catch up. I don't know if I'm gonna catch up. Probably not.
I don't.
I know there's like
I
a
honestly,
crazy
I
twist.
Wish I liked The Bachelor or Bachelorette.
I actually do like it. I just when sports are on I do try and I just because I'm betting on it, but I do actually.
We are hitting the weird part of sports though, when baseball fades away. That
man, we're not going to have NBA or NHL.
We have like 45 days till college basketball. That's the only thing.
What? It's 45 days away.
Day before, well, not 45, 40 maybe. It's a day before Thanksgiving.
Oh, I thought it was sooner.
No,
but the MAC comes back soon, right?
The MAC is very soon.
We need that,
and it's like every single game of the MAC like is on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Oh, like a full schedule.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Okay, I like that. Yeah. No one can watch.
Oh. And the whole, I think there's like a 1 o'clock in the morning game coming soon. I think it's next week.
I saw Hawaii plays this week, so that's almost where you see a shark approaching in the ocean. You see the fin. It's like Hawaii's playing a 6 o'clock game today. It means there's a midnight game coming up. I can't wait for that. And we're going to be all watching those Buffalo Wild Wings. Just delicious boneless. I'm a big boneless guy. You can have your wings too, you know, your bone in, but I'm a big boneless guy. And obviously, what day is it? Well, if it isn't Wing Tuesday, then who cares? If it is, Buffalo Wild Wings is now open for dine-in, so you can come get buy one, get one free traditional wings served hot to your table or to go with takeout and delivery. They're available at participating locations. Size inclusions may apply. Not valid for any other offer. And available for dine-in varies by location and delivery subject to availability and fees may apply. They've also got boneless Thursdays, which is all for me, basically. Thursdays were made for boneless wings. And with Buffalo Wild Wings now open for dine-in, be sure to stop in for boneless Thursdays with buy one, get one free boneless wings served hot to your table or to go with takeout and delivery. And the same exclusions apply as the previous one. Sports are back. Sports are finally back, of course. And we're getting more and more football, which is great. There's no better place to watch than the sports bar. So get to Buffalo Wild Wings, where the beer is cold, the wings come in 24 sauces and seasonings. The stands may be empty, but hot wings, cold beer, and the wall-to-wall TVs at Buffalo Wild Wings are calling. Please drink responsibly.
Buffalo Wild Wings is great, and I think I might get it tonight. Clark Schmidt,
how about that?
Just responded to Marcus Stroman.
I saw that earlier.
I did see this. Said game recognized game. Only time will tell. Putting the work in to make sure I reach the.
They must be boys of some sort. And also, Clark isn't one to really start anything.
I doubt they're boys.
I think Stroman said that. Like, Stroman said they're like they've communicated and they're gonna like work out in the offseason.
Clark's not a guy that's gonna be like fuck you.
No,
in his mind, not
off of Twitter. Yeah,
yeah, off Twitter. No, but he's like a good. He's just smart.
100%. Yeah, he's way. We. It's good he's on the Yankees. Like he's knows how to handle himself in social media where some people don't. Like, could you imagine a Yankee doing what Stroman just did? Like, that'd be terrible. That wouldn't be great.
Yeah, no.
Back to Glasnow. Wanted to bring this back. He's not good.
He's not that good. He's like a Bauer territory.
14 earned runs in the postseason in 23 innings.
Yeah. He throws 102. That's why it's like.
He has two really good pitches, but he doesn't. Why doesn't he have a third pitch? If he had a changeup, you never hit him. But it's either fastball or curveball slider.
Also, people, even in the Yankee start, game two. I think people were like sucking his dick, being like 10 strikeouts. He gave up 4 runs in 5 innings. Like that, I don't care how many strikeouts.
And the next game
that's
he pitched,
not a good start.
Next game he pitched, he went like 3 innings.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know.
That was on 2 days rest, but still.
Sure. But like Carrabas like comes himself. He's like, oh, get the lotion out. Glasnow's pitching tonight. It's like, he got rocked. He walked 6. He became the first pitcher in baseball history to walk 6 and give up 6 in a World Series game.
It's not great. Bad stats.
It's not something you want to be a part of.
I was just confused by his tweets about like how sexy he is.
Oh, okay. You just
didn't know
they do
with
the performance.
Like that and yeah.
I think it's something to do with like how his gifts on his pitches are like sexy too.
Yeah, I was
in
just
that
blown
sense.
Away.
I mean, he's got like, good hair. I'm looking at him right now.
He's not an ugly guy by any means, but I think
overrated is a word that should be thrown out with how much hype I feel like I hear at a Glass. Maybe it's just from Carrabas, but like
pretty good looking.
He looks Adam Driver from Star Wars.
Okay. Yeah, I see that.
I'm not a nerd. I don't watch Star Wars.
Ooh,
wow.
Sick, huh?
He's in other stuff.
I mean, Adam Driver's in
Marriage
ugly
Story.
Guy.
Yeah, Marriage Story, the divorce movie.
He's in that show Girls, too. No one
watches
watch
that.
I'm not a nerd. I don't watch that.
That's not nerd.
Oh, supporting the female gender is nerdy?
Yeah.
Okay.
You literally
I don't
be more of a nerd.
Yeah.
But well, Matthew McConaughey, pardon my take, said he knows a lot of cool nerds. Are you a dork or a nerd?
Just say you're a nerd.
You're on the podcast. Nerd. I don't know if that was an important.
He was like, "Damn it, I stink, don't
no,
I?"
No, McConaughey said he knows a lot of cool nerds, but he fucking hates dorks.
Nice.
You listen to the whole thing?
A good amount of it, yeah.
I'm going to listen to the rest later, but he's so cool. And another thing, Kevin Cash, we fucking hate him. He blew that game. Game one was his fault. He left Glasnow in too long. It's like his brain broke. I think it was the most pitches a Rays guy threw all year. And he just freezes in the World Series. Love to see that.
Yep.
And Mookie Betts just terrorizing the Rays. And, like, basically, the broad – the Buck and Buck and Smoltz just sucking off Mookie and saying how, like, the Red Sox missed this guy so badly for, like, the second half of that game when it was, like, a blowout. That's awesome.
There's literally, like, how hard is it to make someone happy that's so good? Just make him happy. Like,
what do you want to make? We'll give you that.
What you're giving away or what you're going to draft or what you're doing is what you want out of who he is. 26 years old, who is a 5-tool player at fucking, was 28 or 26?
I think he's 26.
Regardless, it's just, that's exactly what you want. And it makes me so goddamn happy that he's on the Dodgers. Good for him.
No, 28. He's 28.
Remember when we used to try to say that Aaron Judge was better? That was tough. That did not age
well. But it's okay. I can admit that the Dodgers are better than the Yankees.
Yeah. No, you know, that's true.
No problemo. real quick before we go to voicemails, the Astros GM, Jeff Luhnow, ex-GM, did a like tell-all interview with NBC Houston, I think, and basically continues to say that he did nothing wrong.
Didn't he also say that there's still cheaters?
Yeah, he said they're still riddled with cheaters in Houston, and that some people have even been promoted in Houston since he's left. People that he demoted were promoted. So clearly they don't give a fuck. But the Houston thing's over. They're going to lose Springer. They're losing plenty
but
of free.
But it can't be. I want people to hate.
No,
the
I know. I'm saying they're. No,
we
I know.
Didn't get to do it in the stands.
People will still hate them, but they're lore. No, because Correa will still be there. Bregman will still be there. Now Altuve will be there. As long as those three are there, then it's fine. Springer will probably be gone. But the lore.
Springer I hated the least anyway.
Sure. Those, yeah, he seemed like a. Yeah.
Four.
But he. The constant contender of them, I think, is gone. Like, they'll never be – they won't be the one seed.
Yeah, I mean, Verlander's missing the entire year, right?
Yeah, like, that's – it's all over for them. But I think it's just for this Jeff Luhnow guy. He clearly wants to still stay in baseball or sports or whatever, so he's not going to come out. People thought this was going to be, like, burn the baseball world to the ground type interview. Like, say which players on Houston cheated and what other teams are doing it, and he didn't do a thing.
I wish he did. If he's probably very rich, very well, doesn't really need it anymore, just fucking do it. Get money by telling, hey, I'll tell the whole story. Get money and tell everybody what's going on.
He'll write a tell-all book one day, or somebody will.
Yeah. And then other than that, that's...
What happened to your finger?
Is that a Green Rock on Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Just drinking there all day, and I went to open a beer can, I believe. My memory is short on this, and I completely sliced my finger open, and a lot of...
Beer
like,
can?
I think... It was something sharp. Maybe it was a bottle. I don't remember exactly, but I remember looking down at my hand at like 6 o'clock, and it was just covered in blood. And my friend said I did one of these where I just basically started to put pressure behind it. Like, I just ignored it.
Yeah.
And then I looked back, and this hand was covered in blood.
Yep.
And I was like, Pat, my hand's bleeding. I might have to go to the hospital. And then he brought me inside, and someone wrapped it up, and I hadn't gone out. I'd just been putting peroxide and stuff on it in Neosporin. I've actually done a good job. It's pretty much...
You're a liability, huh?
You really are. It seems like when
you go out,
you're a liability.
It was a long day of drinking. But it was a fun day. A lot of Miller Lights.
Miller Lights got a great smell.
It really does.
Well, it makes you think of just like day drinking or something. I don't know where... I did something for it the other day, and I smelled like, my God, it's beautiful.
Makes you want to drink it immediately.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, let's do voicemails real quick. Before we do voicemails, I want to talk to you about ServPro. No matter what happens in your home or business, the cleanup and restoration specialists at ServPro will be with you every step of the way in your journey back. So when fire or water damage hits a little too close to home, call on the one team that can make that can help make it like it never happened at 1-800-SERVPRO and ServPro.com. They've helped almost all of us move. I guess when I move one day, they will help me. But Tommy, Mush, Dave, Big Cat, they've been helping everybody. When Dave had his unboxings, which seems like it happened 5 fucking years ago.
Yeah.
But somehow, that was only a couple months ago. It's crazy. 2020 is crazy. But ServPro was there every step of the way, cleaning up every day, really doing Barstool and Dave like a huge favor. And obviously, they helped a ton of us move. So, once again, 1-800-SERVPRO helping making fire and water damage like it never happened. from restoring damage in just one room to an entire building. Turn to the cleanup team that's here in your community and here to help at 1-800-SERPRO, helping to make fire and water damage like it never happened. 1-800-SERPRO on SERPRO.com. Okay, voicemails, let's hit a few before we gotta get out of here.
All right, this one's for Marty.
Hey, Marty, I just wanted to let you know that I think your baseball stance is really ugly, and I think I could blow three fastballs by you with 1, 2, 3.
Wow.
I just wanted to let you know that.
That guy had the most non-intimidating voices I've ever met. Like, that was, like, I would fucking put one right in your cock rag right there. Also, my batting stance isn't great looking.
You got to change that. You know what? Like, open stance.
No,
you're too wide.
I have a very ugly, that's been known. I've had a very ugly baseball swing, but I'm a career 350 hitter, so fuck you.
Okay. I still think it's the wide stance.
This one's for Tommy.
Hey, what's up, guys? Fuck Tommy. But did you guys remember in the 2009 World Series, on the Phillies was J.A. Happ, and in Game 6, Hideki Matsui hit that two-run double off J.A. Happ. He didn't get credited with the runs because the guy before him put him on. He pitched in that game and, of course, gave up a hit that led to runs. So, still, fuck J.A. Happ.
Boring!
Thanks, guys.
Was he just reminding us that J.A. Happ stinks? That's correct.
I blacked out after Tommy.
Yeah, J. Happ's terrible.
I said, fuck
He's
you,
been
Tommy.
Terrible for a long time.
Let me ask you this real quick, unrelated to the Yankees. I was thinking this the other day. Spanish words that sound better than the American version of them?
Almost all.
How much better is cerveza than beer?
Yeah, I mean, even hola is better than hola.
Right?
No.
You don't think so?
I think beer is...
Cerveza sounds so delicious.
It does, but it's just simple. It's quick, one syllable. Beer,
but when you're at a bar
beer.
And you go, un cerveza?
Well, yeah.
I was watching James Bond, Quantum of Solace, and he do un cerveza.
Like, K? Like, K? That's
K?
Like nice.
Gato.
Yeah,
Gato is really cool for cat.
For cat.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
nice.
Love pedo, though, for dog.
Yeah, I tweeted yesterday. What? Did you pinch yourself?
Yeah.
You're such a pussy. It's crazy.
Tommy just pinched himself on headphones.
In my finger, yeah.
You would have thought you died. The way
it hurt. It hurt.
I went to CVS yesterday. Mm-hmm. I got Porsche-shamed.
By the cashier?
No, by Twitter. I tweeted, so I...
Oh, your toilet paper thing?
Yeah.
What's
well, first, and Scott's is poor.
People are really vicious over toilet
paper.
Oh,
toilet paper? It's like steak Twitter and toilet paper.
I don't
paper
give
Twitter.
A shit about my
I
toilet
mean, I
paper.
Like comfortable toilet paper, but
I can really... I don't
it's,
care.
It's not a deal breaker for me. Whatever's there. As long as it's there.
The lady's like, oh, you need a hand for that? I was like, what, you think I'm a bitch? I can't hold the paper towels or the toilet paper. There was like a portable handle she gave me. You ever get one of those?
No, I saw your picture, though. It looked cool.
It looked awesome.
Really cool. I never even
Such
heard
a
of
simple
that.
Thing that anyone could have thought of.
Yeah, but CVS, it's like, that's
a wait,
convenience
people are saying
store.
It's poor to shop at CVS?
Yes.
Well, that's ridiculous.
It's convenient.
It's like...
What better could what, Dwayne Reed, Walgreens?
Yeah,
they're all the same.
They're legit the same things. If you just switched like the signs,
yeah,
it'd be the same
I wouldn't
story.
Know,
same
I wouldn't
story.
Know which one.
People who poor shame you for that, are they're poor.
Insane.
They don't know what if they think that's poor, they don't know what it's like to be rich.
1,000%.
Yeah, I don't get that. All right, do we have one more? Get out of here with?
Hey, I was wondering if you guys knew what the exact method was in arenas where they have hockey and basketball, and the basketball game's over, how they drain the ice out after the hockey game so they could play basketball and put the floor down. If you guys could let me know, that'd be great.
You could
I
this,
love
you
that
could
he
look
called
this
the show.
Up in 2 seconds.
This YouTube video.
There's
definitely.
Also like if you watch any game of like the Clippers and like the Kings or something, like the just watch they
yeah.
show you during the broadcast.
Yeah, compilations video.
Yeah, it's
or
like,
no,
oh,
yeah. Time lapse videos.
Yeah, or like a concert in MSG and then the Rangers play. It's like,
I love how we no like that's the, those are the off season calls. We
I
need.
Love yeah we need yeah. that for the rest of the off season.
So yeah,
how do they do it.
Our answer, oh, how do we, I don't
know. Yeah, but I don't want questions like that because we don't know. Give us maybe, if you're going to call in, like, give us the answer. Be
well,
like,
I
here's
know.
A fun
I mean,
fact or some shit.
I'm like 70% sure that they actually put the floor, like the basketball floor over the ice. That's true, right?
I'm pretty sure that's true.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure like when it's Rangers next season, they just don't because they're not going to melt the ice and do that. Like,
right, I think they put the... I think there's... I think it's not... It doesn't go directly over. I think there's something they put over the ice to,
slip
to
it
like,
around. Yeah, there's like a cover that goes over, and then they put the... It's crazy, though. It's like they take the boards down, and it just stands
The time-lapse videos are very cool.
Yeah.
I do like those.
It is cool.
Okay, we appreciate that call. That's the show. We'll see you back here next Thursday, and we'll likely know... Who is the World Series predictions after game one? I think
Dodgers.
I said Dodgers in six. It might be less. It might be a gentleman's sweep.
I think it's Dodgers in five. I think they might squeak one out. Like, I think it's going to go 3-0 Dodgers. They squeak one out and they lose next one.
I'm still saying I'll stick to Dodgers in six.
And this is a good, this is the scenario we want. Dodgers to win the title. We don't want the Rays winning the title. We want the Astros. This is perfect. Keep on going. And we want Betts to just go off. If Betts wins the MVP, that'd be even
more. Definitely going after that first. Mm-hmm. I mean, Kershaw, I guess too, but.
And it's probably, I think it's probably Betts right now because he's going to play more games.
Right.
Yeah. All right. That's the show. We'll see you back here next week. Later.
Well, this is John Sterling. You've been listening to Short Porch, byproduct of Barstool Sports.
Today is going to be the day that they're going to throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you got to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Because maybe...